Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We'll wait for Blitz to tell us when we're live. And
you're live.
We're live. Welcome. I don't like to play much music because you got a copyright Willie on the deal.
On Facebook?
Yeah, you know, fucking Facebook is fucked.
We finally shattered YouTube, but now Facebook, huh?
Well, we've figured out YouTube. We're getting better on YouTube. We're getting better on both. They're both, you know, making money. It's just that Facebook is just, I don't know.
Well, I think Lummy means figuring out the royalty-free stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's all good for YouTube.
Oh, yeah. But, like, it's just some, I don't know if we're still in a timeout on, I don't know. I don't know if we're still in a timeout on YouTube.
On YouTube?
I mean, I'm Facebook.
No, we're live on Facebook
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I'm Facebook. I don't really.
No, we're not. Because I'm able to go live on it, so.
So, you're able to go live on Facebook?
Yeah, we are.
Sweet.
Facebook, YouTube, and bar.
Then some of the videos, then, of the older ones I might have to cut out the intro because I think maybe that little bit of intro, I don't know.
That, like, little sound?
Yeah. Maybe the Filthy knows a little bit more about it than I do. Filth, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bubba. How you doing?
Good. Do you think that potentially some of our Facebook issues could be, you know, those intro deals?
Just say yes.
No, don't say yes.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, of course I can hear you.
The one video that we had talked on the phone about of you guys mowing the lawn up in Indiana, it may have been the background music that I had put.
Yeah.
But don't most put, of those intros shouldn't have, I mean, there's no copyrighted noise because most of it's just sound effects. Like unless I put some music in there, which I have done on a couple of those vlog videos, it shouldn't get picked up because normally all of that stuff clears the copyright over on YouTube. So I think Facebook may just be extra picky with stuff like that.
Yeah, I think so. Whatever. Blitz, currently you are potentially looking to cancel
your... Potentially.
You're looking at...
I mean...
We're looking at options.
You guys, as a couple, you're looking at options, right? Making the decision together, of course, right?
Yeah. I just, again, I'm not scared of the weather, but like, what's the point if we go there and it just sucks the whole time?
Right, and you go there.
Yeah, like hurricane or not, it's going to rain.
Right.
Yeah.
If it rains a little bit, hey, whatever. But if it rains the entire time we're there, then
then you might as well just stay home.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to be staying in the Airbnb and that's what you do here at
exactly.
At the house.
Why would we pay all that money for that?
Yeah.
Why would you pay, you know, I mean, all in the trip's what, probably $800? Maybe a little bit more.
Oh,
I mean,
way more.
It's way more than that.
Oh.
800 bucks. What year is it?
Hold on.
Inflation.
Yeah.
What, for real, buddy?
Well, yeah. Can't even buy eggs for that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Airbnb.
And this was like the cheapest place we could find.
So. Yeah.
Flights, food, travel, car rentals, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And more.
So it is what it is.
A lot of times I'm really excited about going to my little deal.
Yeah.
But I don't want, like, if Larry's listening or anybody's listening, like, I don't want them to take this the wrong way. And a lot of times my large unfiltered mouth will get me in trouble.
Never.
But like I just wish I could transform Larry like right down to my apartment.
Of course.
And I'm really excited about going and stuff like that. But it's just sometimes it's cool just to stay at home and not really do nothing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bubs, what's going on?
What?
What's going on with the Tom Bean's apartment in?
Oh, that thing's so fucking booked. That thing is so booked. Yeah,
he's got. I'm like, man, what's the one thing?
He's got two other partners. There's three people that own it.
Oh, okay.
And so Tom only gets it.
It's a timeshare, Willie.
Well,
it's you get it for a week at a time. Okay.
Okay.
And so there's 52 weeks. 52 weeks divided by three. Each guy gets like 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 0.3 weeks. 17 weeks and 3 days.
Yeah.
Is what everybody gets, and they. And it's so beautiful, as you know, you were there.
I was.
It's so beautiful that nobody, the time that I got to go is because Gina had like a last minute cancellation fan. Like, I think maybe her mom got sick or something.
Yeah.
Like it was like a last, and I think Tom let me know like on Thursday morning, like, you know, it was available like a 1 day notice.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, you know, cause when your week comes up, You go out there.
You don't want to squander it.
It's fucking badass, right?
It's very nice.
Oh, my God. It's so badass.
And the location and the apartment itself.
Oh.
We actually walked past it.
It is so fucking
like
bad. It is so badass. It really is. And the coolest thing of all is not even really what most people think would be cool, but Blitz will certainly be able to appreciate this.
The marble?
No. You don't have to, because I think there's six penthouse. I think there's a total of four or six penthouse, the top floor that Tom's on.
Yeah.
And those, I think it's four.
Okay.
Those four get their own little storage unit right at ground level by the pool. So you don't have to schlep your cooler.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Your umbrella, your, you know, and Gina and Tom have like this, like two big wagons that have everything you could ever need. So you literally just grab one of these wagons and roll it out to the beach, literally from maybe here to the building across the street.
Yeah.
And you don't have to schlep any of that. When you get done, Blitz, you put it back in a wagon and put it in the storage shed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to schlep it back to the car. You don't have to schlep it upstairs. Everybody else has storage units on their balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they store their beach shit. Because you got to have, you know, you got to have beach shit.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You got to have an umbrella. You got to have chairs. You got to have a cooler. Yeah, beach shit. Well,
Frontier wants $100 a ticket to cancel.
Are you serious?
Or change, yeah.
That's Frontier for you.
Why don't you guys just go?
Yeah.
We're still talking about that, too.
Yeah, I'd just go.
Well,
we'll make a call later. We'll check the latest weather updates and stuff later and see what it says.
I said it's just a prediction.
Well, I mean,
I didn't know it was like an 100% prediction.
No, it's 95.
It was 95.
Yeah, but it's only going to probably be a day.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, actually, no.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's like going to probably rain for a couple days there
the
before
whole
and
time.
After. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's going
to like really right
a
in
day
middle
or two, a day or two to get there, then a day a day there, and then a another
we're only there
day
for like two and a half, three full days basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's like, what's the point?
And we've got like, you know, we don't have like exact here's what we're doing this day, but we have a few things that we want to do.
And one's the Rainforest Willie, and that kind of requires it not to be fucking, you know.
A couple of them are like beach type days. And the,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no beach
see
days.
See Old San Juan. We want to walk around and not be like running for cover everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to cancel.
I don't want to get my new shoes wet.
Exactly.
You got to cancel. You really do.
I know.
And I'll
help pay for the cancellation fees if that's what
I
need to do.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, Blitz is loaded.
I just don't want to waste the money. I don't care whose money it is.
Blitz is loaded.
I know, but. Better than that than waste more money, you know.
Of course.
Throwing bad money at good money, or are they throwing good money at bad money?
Yeah, you don't want to throw good money at bad money.
No, you don't want to throw good money at bad money.
So.
And, Lovie, you're just staying here, and then is it next weekend that walk? No, no, Walker's is two weekends.
No, it's next weekend. It's a day before the Packers game.
Yep.
No, but I'm thinking, not next weekend.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, next weekend.
That's next weekend, buddy.
Yeah, next weekend. Day before the Packers game.
Well, that's Alex when Alex Stein's coming in.
I'll stay with you.
He's staying with me, too.
We're all good for the Bucks Packers stuff, right? We got all that ready to go?
Well, I was talking to Dr. Dan about that outside.
Oh, yeah. How's that looking? Not so good?
No, actually, he's going to be talking to somebody today. I was about reserving a spot.
What do you mean? He's. I thought he had a spot.
No, you have a spot, but I told him where we kind of need to be. Like the perfect spot.
I had a
get
question.
There early.
Like, do they let people tailgate in that area?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the thing is that a lot of people tailgate right there, but there's also a lot of like bigger tailgates in that area. That's why I told Dr. Dan, talk to your people, see if we can get there a little earlier
now, Dan,
or the day before.
Hold on, let me. You're exact. I was thinking about maybe
the
having you come over on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we kind of go over and get it set up, less the tent.
Correct.
The way I had it envisioned was going to, and I don't know, should we get some beers and hand out? I mean, do I need to hand out beers or like what? I know, Blitz, I'm going to have a music. Let me, we need to
yeah,
get
I'm working, I,
a
got,
royalty
I got a,
free EDM
I
deal.
I got 18 right now.
That's all we need.
Oh, that's
my
it?
Favorite number.
Oh. 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 18
oh
on
God.
A loop.
Oh, okay. I was going to keep.
What?
Fucking sicko.
I didn't get that. 18's his favorite number because that's when the chicks are legal. I didn't pick that up either.
I didn't even get it.
I didn't
either.
It took me a second until I was like, oh, yeah.
I know.
It took me a second, too.
Psychopath.
No, but yeah, I talked to Dr. Dan today because actually that's one thing Ashley's up on. Ashley's been like really trying to make sure that everything goes smooth. So she's like, get with Dan, make sure we do this, because we were looking at it and talking to our Buck rep, and then also like we, you know, looking at everything and putting the cream machine there on Saturday exactly where we want it, and then having Dr. Dan get one more spot so we have, you know, like two spots around us.
Right. And then Blitz, I was thinking about, I think we can park it sideways.
Yeah,
I don't think we could park it sideways.
Oh, no. It's going to have to be long. But that's why I told Dr. Dan to put it right along that road.
Yeah, as close to that road as we can get.
That's why I said talk to your person, see if we can do Saturday, and we can park right there where a tree is. So we back it up because I got the perfect spot. I went when I went to the USF game.
Look at you, Lummy. You got that. I mean, you're getting it dialed in,
yeah,
huh?
There's like two, three oak trees that line it. And if we back up right to the oak tree, we have now behind the oak tree spot, and it will be right in the shade. And I told Dr. Dan like three or four of them. So he said he's going to talk
now,
to his people.
Now, I think we bring the Bubba Army tent, right?
Okay.
And I think we're going to have the speakers, obviously. You know, we have our own. We have our own.
Yeah.
We have our own speakers.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a small little Honeywell generator.
We're good on the generator.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Did we get one or we're good on one?
Yeah, we're good.
That means
we're still working on the one from Jeff and all that, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's going to bring one, but Blitz already says he's locked one in, too.
Yeah.
But Blitz has probably got like four of them.
I do.
So we're good on generator, and we're good on music, and we know the sound system works, Blitz, and we know that it's drivable and we can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just got to figure out, do we hand stuff out? Do we, you know, like, you know, do I get with my buddy Chad from JJ Taylor?
I know you're talking about doing the Alumacans.
Yeah, I would. If we're going to hand something out, it'll be aluminum can.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that way you're not pulling, you know, you're not pouring, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, when we did the keg before, it was kind of a pain in the ass.
And that's all you did was sit and pour beer.
Yeah, right. It's a pain in the ass to do all that.
Right. So it's going to be easier if we just do the Aluma can. All right, Lummy, this is.
So where I told Dr. Dan to tell his people, so if you scroll down, do you see 5?
Yes.
That's 5/7?
Yes.
That's exactly where I told him we should be, because that's where people will start walking up.
I understand.
Yeah.
So that's where, when I went to the game with him that one time, that's where he parks, is in 5.
Yeah. So I told him, let's get right along that walkway, because that is the main entrance.
But this is where Dan's parking spot is anyway.
Okay. For some reason, I thought he parked in the D area.
Nope.
Okay.
D is like, that might be player's lot.
It is. It's player's.
Oh,
and
so, I mean, there's nothing wrong. 5 is perfect.
He has parked in D before.
That's what I thought.
But he normally, for normal games, parks in 5.
Okay. Right. Yeah. But 5 is literally like from...
Yeah, it's right there.
Less than here to 7-Eleven. Like totally all in the game.
That's what I went to ask. I was like, because I thought he was in D. I was like, I don't know if they let you tailgate in that area.
Now, Blitz, here's what I'm thinking. If you're not going to the game, I can get my e-bikes or my mopeds. And I'm just trying to figure out everybody, you know...
Okay.
Like, the parking is going to be, we're probably all going to, what I'm thinking is we probably need to all go over in the cream machine.
Well, not if we park it there Saturday.
Yeah, I know, but how is Blitz and Anna and the people that.
I can walk.
From where?
Anywhere. Doesn't matter.
You can walk from Indiana?
From here, I don't care.
I mean,
not that far.
Yeah,
but a couple miles.
All right, but I was going to let you take my e-bike.
I mean, I could do that too.
Yeah. And Anna can take the
thank you.
The little one. I mean, if you're not going to the game, I don't know how many tickets we're getting.
I thought it was just you and Alex.
I think it is just me and Alex.
Yeah.
So, but I do want everybody there.
Of course.
So I'm trying to make it like as user friendly, Blitz, like, and without walking. And I also got 2 mopeds too. And I think Anna might wipe out on a moped.
She's ridden on them before.
I've ridden a moped before.
We did that like a 100-mile trip that one day.
Oh, she had her own moped?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Sure did.
Well, we got that option too.
Okay.
So, like,
I can moped.
We have.
Might need a little practice lap. But
well,
I can
the
do
thing
it.
About mopeds is they're not as cool about being on the sidewalk, whereas with a fucking e-bike, you can.
Why do I have to be on the sidewalk?
Yeah, a moped, you can drive down the street.
Yeah.
Traffic. No, you guys will be. There'll be no traffic when you're coming back. Blitz, I'll tell you what, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Whatever suits you best.
You got
a couple different options, my friend.
Perfect.
I know you like that.
And it's a 4:25 game?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a 4:25 mm-hmm. game.
Can you give me like tentatively time stuff?
Well, I would say, Lummy, when do you think people start tailgating?
For that game, 1-2 o'clock.
All right,
in
so
the morning.
1-2 o'clock.
Okay.
A few people do.
I feel like people get there like 9 a.m. or is that
well,
not
there are
day?
Some degenerates yeah. like that do get there at 9 a.m.
Bubba, go to 4:42 is where I started marking out where we should be. Because
they set up TVs and watch the first
thing. So see where that limo is, Bubba?
Yeah.
So this is where I told Dr. Dan we should be. Now, this is the
that's
farthest
where we
out.
Should be.
So the H Oak Tree.
Right
oh, USF. So that's on the east side of that parking lot?
Yes. Is that the stadium right there?
Yes.
All right. So you're walking to the stadium, right?
Yeah, and that's where everyone walks down.
Okay. Now, it seems like all these people are tailgating like a mama.
Correct. That's where Dr. Dan parks.
Right. So you're saying maybe we park up just a little bit over by these trees.
Correct.
Or on this, like by
where that limo's at.
Like where, well, yeah, back where that limo's well, yeah, at, or you, maybe even a little bit closer.
Yeah, that's where Dr.
Like
Dan's
where that
be.
White tin is, like right there. See that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. if you keep going, you see I start showing where the different, like how they're tailgating, what we should do.
Just so everyone knows.
You might need to scroll a little farther.
You said I went right to where you told me to.
Oh, I know. I was just saying that's where I was thinking, like the whole way.
That's all I care about. Oh, he does not look happy.
He's a little hot.
It's going to be the 20.
You got. He's probably like. You motherfuckers lugged me around everywhere.
Well, he was actually having fun walking, but he kept going into people's tailgates.
No, he tried to get a beer like yeah.
that. You don't have a leash for him?
No, but I have a leash for the kid.
25th.
You know what Walker told me? What
did he say to you?
My parents lugged me the fuck around everywhere. I like to be a kid and, you know, sit at home. I got a pool.
Yeah.
I got some good shit at home. lugging me around everywhere.
No, listen, he was loving it. He started going up to all his tailgates.
Have he told you?
Did he tell you that?
Yeah, see how these people do their hair?
Hold on. I might see a shorty.
He's drinking beer.
I might see a shorty.
There you go.
Oh, no. Never mind. Cancel it.
No, wrong.
Well, I think you found another one in the red.
Now.
Yeah. This is how we experience
now, Lummy, if we were literally, like, where this guy is right here, that would be fucking perfect.
Yeah, or the white trucks.
Or the white truck, or that white tent.
Yeah.
And have our music blaring and fucking A.
Tampa. Not like Florida State. Like it's
Man, people could give a fuck about USF, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But see how that's what I was trying to tell Dr. Dan.
We didn't do it hardcore.
Should we bring our cornhole?
Well, we could. Because see this trailer up here? I thought if we put the cream machine there and then have the tent also there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lummy, you got it, buddy. You got it.
So, yeah, Dr. Dan's supposed to be talking to this person. Because that's like the main walkway in.
So, Dan, like, I'm thinking...
That's a cell phone tower right there.
I'm thinking, Blitz, that Dan probably really does have a person if he's on fucking private planes. And, you know, I'm thinking that he probably does have a box rep, you know, to speak, right? Like, Lummy, you have a rep for your club level, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be great if we get right there, Lummy, right? If we could get that's
perfect.
That's spot one, right?
Yes.
Blitz, literally, that's like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If you keep going, you see the bones on it. It's pretty packed.
It looks like you're going to be a complete sellout.
The bones tent?
Yeah.
He said it's pretty what?
It's packed.
For real?
See it right there, the black tent?
It's going to be a sellout.
I see it. You'll see it in a second.
A lot of people over at the 1025, the bone tent. Looks like,
by the way, but it's the one with nobody at it, just so you know.
Is it that one right there?
It's packed. Yeah. It's the one with not a single person in front of it.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking joke.
Yeah.
I hope they're there. For the Bucks-Packer game.
They will be.
And we'll be... Hey, make sure you bring our megaphone. Be like, hey, how you guys doing over there? Because we got a motherfucking packed house over here, bitches. And we're creating content for our 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. What do you got? Oh, 323 I checked yesterday.
They have 323,000 subscribers?
No, they have three... check right now. The Bone... YouTube channel. I think they have 323.
323,000? That's a good number, man.
323!
Wait. .0000?
Yeah, like, you know what? Like four cubic inches less than a Chevy 327.
Oh, well, that's not good at all.
No! Man, Lummy, looks like there's a storm brewing.
Yeah, there was. It was a rain delay for 2.5 hours.
How many people do they get
It said about 22,000. Because the season tickets
right there, Lummy.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we'll park that bitch in and then put the tent behind it and then Blitz, you know what? I'll get a hold of Chad and get like maybe 10 cases. That's like 120 beers.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
of just straight Miller Lite Aluma can.
All right.
And we can put it in. I got a couple of coolers, but we also could just put it in trash barrels, too. You know.
Yeah.
And I sit down with trash barrels the night before, and boom.
Well, we had the freezer, too.
Yeah, but fuck the freezer. I mean.
Well, I was saying you load it up and just put ice in it, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You mean don't even.
You don't have to turn it on. You turn it on low, but you don't have to open it. But, yeah, you could just put ice in it because it has a drain.
Yeah, you're right. So, Anna, I think this is we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was in a K-hole.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not a place you want to be. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I've done weed.
People are calling you out on your subscriber count.
Wrong, Bubba.
You're wrong.
I'm sorry.
They actually have 217.
Oh.
1,000?
No.
I think it says 217.
Yeah. Well, let's none of you people, you know,
yeah.
go fucking sign up for them or nothing.
Mm-mm.
You know, we'll keep those motherfuckers down. So, Anna, like, you know, there is, I don't think I would ever do cocaine. I don't think I know I would never do heroin. If the doctor said, Mr. Clem.
I kind of want to try it, though,
Mr.
don't you?
Mr. Clem, you're going to die in 2 days.
Hmm.
I'd probably go out and try some of this shit.
Why not?
But Otherwise, I'm not. If I was going to die in 2 days, I'd say, Blitz, can you help me rob a bank?
Why?
I mean,
why not?
Well,
I mean, for real, why not?
What are you going to do with the money? You're gonna spend 2 days?
If you got away with it, if you got away with it and hit it.
What are you gonna, I mean, I get what you're saying, but thinking about it, like, what are you going to do?
Hide it and then fucking leave it to my family.
Okay.
But you don't think they're going to be the first ones suspected?
Right.
Right?
As soon as
I see JD Cakes going to the track and undigging this hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I think I probably would just maybe. Well, I've done a few micro dosing, you know, mushrooms.
I just want your new. I just want your new lawnmowers.
Blitz, you really did, like. You don't put anything over, but yeah. Those are badass, are they not?
I watched that whole 25-minute video waiting for someone to say one word, and I didn't hear a word out of anybody. I just 25 minutes of.
Well, man, people that are into lawnmower ASMR were really jacking the shit
they
out of
sure
their knees.
Were
they not?
Yeah.
Jacking the shit out
I loved it. I was actually very impressed by lawnmowers, Bubba.
Yeah.
I was just so.
And Blitz, I'm not going to tell you what I paid for those, but Blitz will tell you I stole.
Wait, did you pay for those?
I stole them.
Oh, well, that's not good. Don't steal them. Don't tell people you stole them.
The track paid for them.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
When I say I had to go to Tom Bean and get a check and get it to the Melbourne Port Authority, but I, meaning we.
Because you needed them because you didn't have your other piece of equipment.
Well, listen, here's the deal. We don't have a tractor.
What happened?
Well, the tractor got, the tractor blew up. It, and then they didn't warranty it. So we told them to fucking come get it. maybe, you know, like I got repossessed, okay?
You got your tractor repoed?
Whatever, okay? So
you are the finest strain.
I am the finest strain.
You got your tractor repoed.
I did. Here's what happened. Water got into it.
Yeah.
Somehow. And motherfuckers, they're like, you guys have got to warranty it. It's a warranty issue.
Sure.
They're like, no. And it was going to be like literally like... $12,000 to fix.
Oh, Jesus.
And we're like, fuck, we're not paying you $12,000
right.
to fix it. And they're like, well, and we're like, come get it. And they're like, well, we're going to reap. We're like, we don't give a fuck. We ain't paying for it.
Yeah, no shit. Just sitting here.
Yeah, what, are you going to put a bad credit score on my fucking business?
Right.
Fuck off. Come get it. Ocala Tractor. Fuck. Suck off.
Suck off.
Suck off.
That's what I told them. So we don't have a tractor. So when we have big
races... But you have better than a tractor. You have like a human centipede of fucking lawnmowers.
No. So hold on. So when we do, our next race is Halloween, okay? Listen, racing, first of all, it's virtually impossible to race July, August, and September.
It's like taking vacations.
In Florida.
Into Puerto Rico. Yeah.
No, because it rains. This is our rainy season. Right?
And hasn't been a fucking name storm all goddamn year.
But it has rained like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was up there on Saturday. We couldn't have raced on Saturday.
Not at night.
Nope.
Nopers.
And so Tom Bean and I are like, you know what? We're going to take the summer off. We'll be back in the fall.
See ya.
So fuck. I mean, like, you know, this isn't how we make our living. So we took the summer off. But I'm going to start working on getting it ready for, you know, the October race. So we told our guy who mows the lawn, take the summer off. So we got like, you know, 2 months of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were going to do is One-Eyed Billy's got a tractor.
And that's when grass grows the most and the fastest, too.
Right. So what we do have a bush hog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Billy's got a tractor. So what we were going to do was a week before we are going to open, like the third week of October, Billy and I were going to go up there for 2 weekends and bush hog and get it all looking good. I was going to work on the track. Well, all of a sudden, I'm on my special little website, and I see these two. Now, Billy had told me a couple years ago, man, there's these things they make, these mowers, and you pull them with your ATV or your side-by-side or a four-wheeler or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you just fuck it. They're badass. Now, these are a little bit more for finish. They're not made to bush hog the level that I was, but
right.
I, you know, nonetheless, if By the way, you can go to our YouTube channel and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also riggable blitz. Most people use them. I'm going to go to them right now. You put them side by side, and you can mow them side by side instead of, you know, you can either have them the way I did it, which is following each other,
mm-hmm.
and the first one takes down my first one, it can get up to 5 inches. I had it, the first mower set at 4,
okay.
and the next one at 2.
Nice.
So, but they are badass, and I absolutely fucking scored them. I bought both of them for 50% less than one usually is.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. I'll just tell you right now, they're about $4,000 per mower, and I got both of them for $2,100.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, so that's what they look like.
Now, is that on 4 right there?
No,
is that 2?
That's 2.
Oh, okay.
And now that it's cut down, it's easier to keep it down.
Oh, yeah, and look at how good it looks.
It kind of looks like a football field.
Oh, yeah. And Blitz, you can kind of haul ass a little bit if the grass isn't too,
sure.
too deal. So then, there I am, Blitz, 10 and 2. You got to pay attention at all times. I look like I'm...
You look like you're zoned in.
Yeah, you look mad.
I am, but you can see how high the grass is. See over there?
But you look really pissed.
Pretty fun. No,
yeah,
I'm
you
just,
do look mad.
You look, well, you guys, you look I'm thick going, and rugged. I'm going through a lot me. Right now. I'm borderline depressed. But anyway.
Your arms are looking good.
Thank you.
We'll see how Dave's doing.
Dave's, so by the way, Dave is considered drunk Dave. Right, so it's me, the merch crick, and one-eyed Billy. And you don't understand, I got 40 acres. I got a lot of grass. So, Blitz, one of them had not been ran in so long. One was a 2017 and one was a 2019. And the 19 hadn't been ran in a while, and it had a little junk in the carburetor. Well, Dave used to work in a lawnmower repair. So, you know the vacuum pump thing that... goes off the fuel filter.
Okay.
It had a clogged fuel filter, okay. and a bad vacuum.
Okay.
And so he was fixing it because I knew I was going to, I more than anything in the world wanted to do the centipede deal, which would expedite this process. Oh, yeah, there's Bella too. So now I got him hooked both.
Centipede really.
And here's the deal, man. We have a zero-turn mower, too, but sitting on those, it's far more comfortable, and you got a little bit of a canopy over you when you're doing it with a side-by-side.
No, I noticed for a while you had your Pitbull Labrador mix in the passenger seat.
Yeah, she got a little crazy, and I was afraid she was going to jump out and, like, try to bite the mower and get her face cut off.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. If you were to let her run around, what would she do?
Maybe try to chase one of those mowers and get her face cut off?
You can't have that.
All right, now we're getting into some big grass here. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But watch it put a finish on this, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Dave's my spotter, Lummy.
There's one eye? There's one good eye?
Billy. Billy's the one-eyed Billy. Billy's
the
got his
spotter.
Billy's got his good eye on the deal. Now, Blitz, look at it. Look at it eating. It's eating. I mean, it's... So that's what I did Saturday.
It's nice.
And I would have been out there until, you know, the sun until nighttime, 8, had it not monsooned at 3:30. There it is. There it is, Blitz. Light hanging down. One-eyed Billy from West Virginia and the merch crick being my camera girl.
At like 15:30, you got the other angle, too. She hangs off the other side.
Oh, at 15:30?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Were you able to cut down on the Nashville?
Look at that. Now, that is straight eating. Does it get any, I mean, honest to God, does it get any cooler than that for you real men out there?
No cooler.
Even Anna was marking out of that.
We watched the whole video yesterday.
All 24 minutes.
Blitz probably had a damn near a boner on this deal.
Oh, he did.
If I could have been doing this at an airport with planes landing, Blitz would have ejaculated.
Pretty much.
And Blitz, usually we have the cover on here, but we had to put a new PTO belt because it was old. So we were making sure that it was the tensioner and all that kind of. But normally it comes with the cover on there.
Okay.
We'll put back on because if not, grass and shit will get in there.
Sure.
Now, where's the double angle deal?
1530.
Oh, 1530.
You got the smile from your side.
Yeah, she's out. I got her in the Blitz. I got her in the back of the tailgate.
Yeah.
Standing up. So I'm like, you need to get back there to get as good a shot as you can.
Sure. She's like hanging off the side.
God forbid if she would have felt. Would have been disastrous because I couldn't. I can't stop.
There's like no safety on her either.
I said, if you fall, fall sideways. Don't fall into the mowers, okay?
Yeah, you're wrecking mowers.
Next thing I know, I need to be cleaning up some flesh. These aren't flesh blades, these are mulchers. God, this is badass. I'm sorry, this isn't very an entertaining show, but I just really like this shit. And Anna, you had to watch it yesterday, too?
I loved it.
We were waiting for the, hey, this is Bubba mowing my lawn, like talking like some words or something.
It never came, but that's okay.
It's okay sometimes.
I like silent, not so silent films.
Sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, and I hope Billy and the Merch Crick and nobody gets mad. But, you know, the next time I go up there,
Leave me alone.
I might just want to be in my fucking four-wheeler.
I agree.
By myself.
Mm.
Something like mowing, like you just need to be by yourself, like sometimes not even the radio, just listening to nothing.
Yes. Like a lot of times when I'm grading on the track, I have to listen to the grader.
Mm-hmm.
Because the grader, the pitch of the motor and stuff will tell you everything. If you're a real heavy equipment operator, you can hear what you need. You can basically tell what the equipment's doing by the sound of it.
Sure.
And, you know, so the Merch Crick and Billy, after Billy, poor Billy, I'll make him rig me all up. He'll get it all rigged up and all, you know, centipeded and all the levels. And then I'll be like, all right, let me out.
The Drunk Dave, is he the one that got your four-wheeler working again?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I am going to take it back, though. I might bring it back next week, Blitz, because I'm going to, one, power wash it, but two, I need to rewire it with the lights. Is that hard to do?
What kind of lights?
Like my wheeling light. Like, see, like, for instance, these wheeling lights that have fallen off and some of them work. And
no, you could do that. Make sure the positive is the positive, negative is the negative. You're good.
I'll get Nash's to do it.
Oh, man, you ever thought about getting cows for up there?
What, and get green belted?
Yeah, but like put them back where Dashville is, like that whole area, fence them in. So you have like 2-3 cows.
I don't know if I'm going to call Tom Bean up and say, Tom, I just, Tom, I needed, last week I called him and said, hey, Blitz, this fucking, you know when you buy shit from municipalities, how they really take good care of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
This municipality put a Schumacher little mini trickle charger on top of the battery.
Oh.
And so it's always trickle charging.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is.
So last week I had a call. Hey, Tom, it's Bubba. I just got, you know, those, getting Billy's tractor up there in Bush Hog, it's a real pain in the ass. And I just scored two 60-inch Swisher mowers. And he has no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, what do you mean, two Swisher mowers? I go, listen, you hook them up to our four-wheelers or to our side-by-sides, and you mow. He's like, well, I go, they're usually $4,100. Let me send you the link. So I send him the link to Tractor Supply, and they're $4,100. And I said, I got them, and they're brand new, practically brand new. But you can see they're practically brand new.
They're great.
They haven't been ran rag because they were taken care of. And I said, I can get them for $2,100. Will you write me a check? He's like, yeah, come over and get it.
Sign. Well, he does, you know, tax break. You know, he puts four cows up there, and then, you know, when they get big enough, you can sell two and eat two and get
some
more.
I'll better you. Do you know the place that's right beside us? Do you know where our neighbors are?
Yeah, it's the beef cutter people.
It's the livestock deal. Mm-hmm. So, Blitz, after we raise them, I could just walk them over there.
Exactly.
I mean, listen, on Fridays, they got semis of cows coming over there, right?
You could just be Bubba Clem with two
ropes. I could just go over there with two ropes. And, how about how much for Elsie and Jimbo over here?
Yeah, then you have two, then you get another two, and you have those nice steaks. You sell the two to them, get some meat off of them.
Because you know you have that weird like sliver of land behind that place.
Yeah, I got 5 acres right behind.
Acres is enough for three cows.
That's what I'm saying. You could put them there.
Three, four cows. They're keeping the grass down.
Now
big cows.
I wonder if I should call Tom live on the air.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you definitely should.
No, he's gonna get mad as fuck. He's busy.
No,
you
he's
always
not.
Make everything
Bubba, you
better
are literally
when you
gonna
call.
Be saving him money and also giving him meat. He's not a vegetarian.
Bubba, you gotta call him.
He's not a vegetarian.
He's a loser.
All right, hold on. But you guys let me do the talking.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. We won't say a damn word.
Like, don't. Tom is like, you know, the only person. He's the only person I'm really afraid of. Plus, I'm going to use his cabin.
Mm-hmm.
So be respectful. He probably won't answer the phone because he doesn't recognize this number.
Or he saved it.
Or he saved it and he knows. Yeah, he knows.
Chuck the voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to
a... He knows.
You know, I'm going to call Red Tape Ken.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's Tom Bean's assistant.
And he's got that green in him.
Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
I am a rancher.
One crossbred
bull. Rancher.
$1,200.
Dirty rancher.
Why'd you put the dirty in there?
I don't know. You're filthy McNasty rancher.
Oh, Bubba, then you can also get some dairy cows too.
No,
get some fresh milk.
Now we're milking.
No, we want Fairlife. Do they have Fairlife cows?
With ultra filtered sugar.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you reached Ken Snyder's cell phone.
The fuck, Ken Snyder?
What's
answer
he doing?
The fucking phone.
He's not doing anything.
He's calling Tom Bean. Hey, Tom, I'm listening. Don't answer the phone.
I'm listening to the show.
They don't listen to the show.
No, they have no idea what's going on here.
These cows are cute.
They used to be upstairs and they didn't know anything.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hi, you've reached Ken Snyder's cell phone.
It's off.
I'm calling you on the air from... A 813 number. Answer. Like I said, I couldn't talk this way to Tom. Answer, please. Boom. Yeah. There you go. What are you trying to send me, Lummy?
Cows for sale.
Now, did you send that to Tom or to
Red Tape Ken? I would never talk to Tom that way.
Okay.
Tom scares me.
Because Ken's phone sounded like it was off.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, he's a baby ones too.
Ken's probably traveling North Alabama to work on a Domino's.
Yeah, he's probably there. putting up a Domino's. That's a bowl. I don't want a bowl.
No, you keep going down.
You've reached Kim Snyder's cell phone.
That's just the top one.
That's a bowl. That's 3,000. I can't go to Tom Bean and get 2,200.
No,
I
keep going down. There's baby ones. They're cheaper.
Maybe trade your mowers for them.
There's a heifer one.
Look at this one. I'll get this motherfucker to kill me. Oh, call for price.
See?
That thing ain't gonna. That thing ain't.
Oven, he's gonna
be. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
He'll be. These guys will be so sad without their mom.
No, Bubba. Look, this one here. I'm sending you $750.
That's what we need—a discount cow.
Yeah.
No, that's how they normally. Like that's how they normally cost. Because you got to get the smaller ones.
All right, hold on.
Hereford heifer.
Where?
What's next? We're gonna get goats to mow the lawn.
Where?
That
yeah. By the way,
great.
the goats are not fucking $750. Mowing. They're not.
Right there. The one, two, four. That one. Yeah, look at the cute little guy.
Lummy.
I pick up three or four of them.
Hey, Lummy, guess Lummy's what?
Trying to squirrel.
Lummy, guess what?
Yeah.
The goats are not eating.
I'm still in my...
No, Lummy.
I'm putting the little bit of hay in the grass, and I'm teaching them.
Lummy, they're not...
Oh, my God.
Lummy, they're not eating.
Bubba, they're eating. You just can't see it yet.
You've reached Kim Center.
We shouldn't have to mow back there ever.
Well, the only ones we have to mow is the St. Augustine.
No,
they don't like the St. Augustine.
If they get hungry enough, they'll eat the fucking St. Augustine.
I don't think it's the St. Augustine. They have to be starving to eat that. That's probably not good for them.
Yeah, the St. Augustine's not good for them.
But the rest
Bubba.
Of the shit they should eat, though.
They are.
No, they're not.
They're fucking not. I never have to cut the backside of the pond because they're always over there eating it. That's like their weeds. That's what they like.
Last week, I sprayed some Roundup around the front, and there were some, like, branches and shit hanging down, so I grabbed them all, and I threw them back there, and, like, a minute, them motherfuckers were all gone.
Yeah.
They tore the shit out of them.
Well, because technically, we're supposed to give them, like, 14 ounces of hay a day, but...
We're not!
I know we're not. That's what
we're supposed to, though.
Yeah. But
they're fat as fuck! Lummy, you're gonna try to tell me they're not fat.
No.
Lummy?
They're healthy.
Lummy, Blitz. They're fat.
Blitz,
don't save them. You know goddamn well they're
sorry,
fucking...
Sorry, Lummy. Bubba, you're exactly right. Those motherfuckers are fat as shit. We need to stop feeding them.
They're fat.
Immediately.
They're fat. They
sorry,
are
Lummy.
Fat. Lummy.
R.I.P. goats.
Lummy. Lummy. Yeah, are no. they... Lummy.
No, they're not, Bubba. Trust me.
They're not fat.
No.
They're not fat. They're not skinny by any means, but they're not fat, though.
The general rule of thumb is 2 to 4 pounds of hay per day per goat.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I can't afford that.
Hold on. That's not worried.
You know what? What happens?
Because they're eating that grass.
They're not eating grass. They're not eating the...
No, you're seeing that one spot at St. Augustine that I tried to have them start eating, but they just don't like it. And it's actually not good for them. So I need to get the mower and cut it.
What do you... Yeah, there you go. Here's the deal, Lummy. If you keep it mowed, then I'll never know that they're not eating it.
I know. I've been trying, but, man, this weather just kills me every time out there. That little spot, that it's just so wet. It rains. They'll be gone.
If you come back from Georgia,
Bubba, and the goats will eat all
doing,
that back there.
I've been doing my end of the landscaping around 100%. Here, have I not?
Yes, you have. But listen, I'm going to teach the goats.
Slow down.
I'm going to teach the goats on Thursday.
You can't.
And by the time
buddy,
you come back on
buddy,
Monday.
You can't teach them to start eating grass in one day.
Oh, no. Bubba, I watched the video.
They're smart.
Yeah. So by the time you come back Sunday, Monday, and come to the studios, you'll see all that grass will be chomped down
by
the goats.
Yeah, because you mowed it.
Well, I mean, I may bring my goat, but it's still the same thing. But these cows will definitely eat your Ocala grass.
That's why he borrowed the label maker and printed out a few things as goat.
Now hold on, let me ask you a question. What do cows eat?
Grass and hay.
No,
you said about goats.
Next thing you know, I got to bring in fucking hay for them too, don't I?
You got to get a tractor.
Tractor.
Yep.
What do you got to get a tractor for?
Because they're not going to eat the grass either.
They are going to eat the grass, and you know that, Blitz and Bubba. What grows in poop? Cow poop.
Hey, Alexa.
Oh,
what did cows eat?
You're plying fucking Lummy? Are you plying Bubba with
fucking
mushrooms?
A cow's diet consists of grass,
see?
Seeds, flowers, and leaves.
Thank you, Alexa. I love you.
Well, no shit. What else did I get?
Yeah.
They don't eat steak.
Exactly. And Bubba, they shit and they grow mushrooms.
No, they don't.
Actually, they do.
Like.
Yeah, that's the ones you got to eat.
Fucking Lummy. All of a sudden, he's a fucking mushroom expert.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to get the cows.
Now,
I like cows.
How many cows do you have to have in order to be green belted?
One. The more cows you have, the more tax break you get. I think it's one per acre. So you could have up to five if you have 5 acres in that spot.
Well, I got 41 acres.
Well, I meant just in that one little spot.
Well, but I'm thinking that, you know, I probably should put, you know, five or ten back there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have them all go along Nash's little compound?
Yeah, like just fence in.
Now, I would say I'm all about that. That's the question. Is that back area actually all fenced in?
I could fence in an area.
Okay.
You just got to put barbed wire, and that's cheap.
That's all you got to do, right?
Yeah, just barbed wire.
They can't get through barbed wire?
No, they'll hit that and just...
Aren't they stupid? Aren't cows kind of stupid?
They actually, than their size, they make really good pets.
Yeah, because
they're pretty smart.
Yeah, they're smart. But that's why they know not to go through the barbed wire, because it hurts them.
Yeah.
I really wish I could get an answer from Tom.
I'm telling you.
Have you tried calling him again?
Last time. Maybe I could call Gina.
Does she like cows?
No, she hates the track more than anything in the world. So everybody be super cool when Tom answers, because he's, you know.
I'll tell him it's a bull collector looking for Bubba Clem.
What's that?
Bill collector looking for Bubba Clem.
Exactly what he thinks it is. That or he's like in a big time meeting right now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Well, I can't get anybody in my fucking partners to call me. Lummy, I think that we're already like, you know, like, I think we already like don't pay much in taxes.
Probably not.
But you just think of the stakes you could have, Bubba.
Like, I don't think that.
Bubba couldn't kill his own cow.
That's why you just sent him across the street.
Hey, Merch Crick.
Yes.
Take these two cows over to that fucking stockyard and get cash.
Yes, Daddy.
Yeah. And bring me back some Tito's.
Anything for you, Daddy.
I could literally tell her to go do that and she'd do it for me.
Oh, we know.
Erica, go take these two cows right over there. And tell them you want to turn them in for some cash.
Yeah, and then as Unsavory says, then you start getting a refund if you get over it.
What do you mean?
Well, instead of, you know, paying taxes, then they'll be paying you because you have all these refunds.
I don't think that's how it goes, Lummy.
It does for Daddy.
I don't think that they write you a check.
I've been written a check from the tax.
Yeah, because you paid too much through the year.
Yeah, you stupid fuck.
Yeah, but hold on. It's the same thing as if you have, like, solar power and all this stuff. You get that money back.
They're going to say, Mr. Clem, your taxes are $2,200, and you get, like, you know, $200 a cow, so we're going to give you, like, a $600 fucking deal, and you owe us, like, you know, fucking $1,500.
Yeah. But if you have all those tax exemptions and you're there, if your net is zero.
Tom Bean's going to be like, what the fuck kind of shit are you up to now? Like, well, I was thinking about maybe we should put some cows on the track.
And he's going to compost the shit.
And then he's going to immediately start hitting me with this shit. Okay, ready?
Ready.
All right. How are we going to keep the cows in? Well, we're going to...
Lummy is going to put barbed wire up.
No, we'll get Wolf to do that.
Wolf, yeah. He'll fucking double gouge me.
$800 a foot.
I mean, I get better deals, so I can just go. I mean, Wolf gouges me. Is he going to gouge me?
No, he wouldn't gouge you. It's closer to Orlando for him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can ride his moped.
Yep, right.
He can ride his fucking motorcycle that looks like a chopper that's ridiculous.
That's kind of cool.
And he rode all the way over here.
Did he ride it all the way over here?
Yeah, because you told me you go riding with him.
But you saw him and hung out with him, so it's cool.
I forget what I say to who when I say it, okay?
You're like, yeah, bring it over and we'll go
riding. We'll go riding. So he rode all the way over here and you're like,
he didn't ride that all the way.
Yes, he did.
It's street legal.
Yes, he did.
He did not ride that all the way from Orlando because I saw him.
But you guys then hung out, so it's fine.
Because I saw him unload it out of his fucking truck. Nice try, assholes. Oh, Blitz, I think I found a nice Honda Rubicon for you.
For me?
Well, anybody looking for a nice side-by-side? Oh, no, never mind. It's blowed.
it's a Rubicon.
Is that junk?
Yeah. No, but I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
Mm-mm. Not a fan started out not a fan. Did you know that?
Yeah, hence
getting,
the name.
Yeah, she's getting her own ring. Yeah.
I know. She's a bad bitch. I love her so much.
I think we're good for today. Lummy, can you look? I need to get a hold of Red Tape Ken. Maybe this is Red Tape Ken. Hello?
Hey, Bubba. It's 1.5 Al.
Hey, Al. How are you, buddy?
Pretty
1.5
good.
1.5 yet.
You guys, everybody needs to cut out a special fucking, you don't know what you're like, a K500 break, okay? I'll get you guys up to speed on what Al's doing for me. Later.
Oh,
so
we
just,
love Al.
No.
Al's the best thing ever.
You guys are kind of mean to Al.
No, man. We love Al.
We love Al.
Well, you guys better start loving Al.
We do. He's awesome.
He's my buddy. Mm-hmm. So, Al, what do you got going on, buddy?
With his hot wife.
With his hot wife.
Hell yeah. Al's the best.
I'm fluent in sarcasm, Blitz.
Not at all.
All right. Al, don't worry about those jokers. You just worry about me, buddy.
I love Al.
So they do grow out of poop. There's a surf break that we go to down in Costa that's not far from where Jay lives. I'm sure he hasn't partaken in this. But when we would finish the morning surf session, we would go and you give the farmer like, I don't know, 5,000, the equivalent of like between 16 and 20 bucks. And he lets you go out there and you just pick whatever. And then we make tea with all the mushrooms and
stuff.
I know,
but like are mushrooms guaranteed to grow in cow shit? Guaranteed?
Well, there's a specific one. It has like a little swirl at the top, and they only live like the whole day. So you need like a morning of like a night or a morning of heavy rain and then heavy sunshine. So we'd get out of the water at like 9:30 or 10, go pick them because they're dead in that sun down there. They're dead by 1 o'clock. And then we just make a huge batch of like.
So you're saying, like, if I was to get a cow, that you can only pick the mushrooms if they grow in the morning.
Yeah, you want to pick them between like 9 and 1.
Yeah. Now, but are they guaranteed to like? I mean, if I had like, let's say, 2 or 3 cows, well, I mean, is it guaranteed that you're going to get some of these mushrooms?
I'm not a veterinarian, but I know that you can pick them.
Yeah, but I know you can pick them, but like, I mean, like, what if I get some cows and they don't fucking produce any mushrooms?
Well, make sure it's got the little blue goo swirl on the top of the mushroom, and that's the one you want.
No, but what I'm saying is, are they guaranteed? Like, have you ever seen, you know, a pile of cow shit that doesn't have mushrooms?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what if none of my cows make any mushrooms? Well, then I'm wasting my time.
Well, I mean, Blitz could probably figure out which cows you should buy, but, I mean, I know that that's where they come from.
Now, do the mushrooms have anything to do with the cow's breed, or is it just has to be the right conditions? I'm thinking that it has to be the right conditions.
Yeah, what we were told was you need that heavy, heavy rain, which from May to August is the rainy season, and you get it every morning, and then you get that hot sun, and then they just sprout right up.
Perfect. All right, Alan, 1.5. Oh, I got a full bank of phone lines. I got to go.
Hey, Bubba. So So look right here. They said average, if you have 6 cows on 55 acres of land, you could save $43,000 in your taxes, and plus the IRS in Florida is giving you a $10,000 startup if you buy cows and stuff like that. They'll give you a $10,000 break.
Hello?
Up to 5.
Bubba.
Yeah.
This is a farmer from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and this whole cow scenario that you guys are looking for, it's going to be a lot more work than just throwing a couple of cows in on some grass.
Yeah, you got to give them shots and fucking tag their ears.
Don't be ruining our
That's why we have Drunk Dave.
You got to give them fly dips, castrations, vaccinations.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. See, that's what Tom Bean would be telling me right now, Blitz. Be like, listen, this isn't just as easy as throwing fucking 3 or 4 cows and some barbed wire bullshit. This is, I mean, right, buddy? This is some heavy-duty shit you got going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've got 110 beef cows on pasture, and it's a full-time job just taking care of them.
But hold on, I'm only looking for like two or three.
Yeah, but two or three, the only difference is it's going to be more expensive for you because I get a discount.
Well, what do I got to do? All they do is eat grass and eat a few.
Lemmy says if he has five cows, he gets $43,000 off.
That's right.
If I get five. Okay, now hold on. If I get
7-1-2.
Hold on, buddy. Let me ask
Wisconsin's
you.
Wisconsin's different than Florida,
too. I want to ask you some legitimate questions, okay, buddy?
Lockwork locksmith right. For $25 PayPal.
Thank you, sir. If now, do you have to give him anything? If I got enough grass for them to eat, is do I have to supplement, you know, like hay and feed, or can they just eat the grass?
No, you're going to need to supplement with protein pellets and stuff like that.
What about salt? You know, do they need a salt lick?
If you have a pasture grass, that it helps you out a lot better, but just like plain old yippy old grass, there's nothing there.
It's pasture grass. It's in Ocala. It used to be a farmland.
I mean, it is pasture grass. You know, it's not just regular. It is pasture grass.
Okay, well, that's better, but you're still going to have to supplement them with some type of a grain pellet, a protein pellet.
What about orange peels?
You're buzzkill.
No.
How much does a protein pellet cost?
I mean, you can get I use this stuff called, it's called Beef Eater. I buy it, you know, in bulk. So I get a better rate, but you know, if you have like we've got Fleet Farms around Wisconsin, you can get a 50-pound bag of that for $10.
Well, how much do they eat?
Depending upon the year and the season, 3 to 5 pounds per animal per day.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, but once again, he said per season in Wisconsin, and now, it's a little different than Florida. Yeah.
How much can you get when you take them to the slaughterhouse? You know, to the stockyard. How much are they going for on the hoof?
Right now, anywhere from 85 to 97 cents a pound.
Don't you
know?
That's it
for fat cattle.
What do they weigh?
For like feeder steers, I can, you know, we're selling feeder steers right now for $1.35 a pound.
What do they weigh?
Fat cattle are anywhere from 1,500 to 1,700 pounds. Feeder steers are 350 to 500 pounds.
All right, so I got like $750 bucks and a couple. You know,
fat cows, you get about $2,000.
Yeah.
Now, but the fat cows, those are the ones that are ready to go. You're ready to slaughter them, right?
Yeah, those are the ones that are going up, shoot, getting stabbed in the face, hung, and...
Listen, we don't have to get all that. I'm a member of PETA, okay? Listen, don't offend me like that. I'm not...
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long can cows live if I didn't want to kill them? I just wanted them to be my friends.
If you take care of them decent enough, 15, 18 years.
Yeah, okay, cool. And, are they cool? I mean, like, will they be your buddy?
Well, yeah, if you castrate them and they're steers, yeah, they'll be your buddy. Yeah, and it all depends on how much human contact you have with them. I mean, if you just throw them out on grass and once a month you go up to them and throw something at them, they're going to run away from you. But if you're there on a daily basis, you know.
They won't attack me. Will they attack me?
It depends what kind of animal you get or what kind of animals you get.
And the Hereford heifer.
Bulls, if you don't castrate them.
Getting no bulls. Okay. Yeah, so I ain't getting no bulls. They're mean as fuck.
Yeah, they can. We used to have bulls on the farm, and I can tell you stories.
Yeah, yeah. But you need a bull to pregnate the other ones.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you want, calves around, then yeah, then you need a bull.
And then don't forget, Bubba.
AI them.
You also need a donkey.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a donkey.
Around here, you do.
Because if not, the motherfucking werewolves will come.
Yeah, and the coyotes, too.
Right.
I got a donkey.
Fair enough.
Everybody needs
a donkey.
No, for real, like donkeys are cheap, but they're mean as fuck, and the werewolves are scared as hell of the donkeys.
Yeah, we've got two donkeys out on pasture.
Yeah, and they'll kick the shit out of the coyotes, won't they?
Tear them up.
Yeah, they don't. as I like to say, they don't fuck around.
Now, the donkey, will he be cool to you? Or, is he cool to you?
Yeah, they're all right. But like I said, you know, we're out there on a daily basis running pastures and stuff like that. So
you're probably not doing too good right now. You're probably about as good a mood as I am of how fucking Packers looked on Sunday, eh?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. It was a very disappointing showing. But
I mean,
you know,
that rookie makes that first catch, and we're up 7-0. It's a whole other game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that puts a little bit of spark in everybody's step.
Yeah, fucking.
But yeah, as soon as he missed that, it was over. And
Brian Gutekunst, the GM. I think that we need to get rid of this guy.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck that guy. Yeah.
I mean, what are people from Green Bay like? This GM's a fucking jobber.
Fucking jobber.
You know, it was like that for a lot of years, and then things kind of turned around, and everybody was pro-Packer, and now it seems like it's getting right back to that same old scenario.
Yeah, because they've wasted draft picks and fucked around and not went after free agents and not re-signed guys and didn't fucking take care of Aaron Rodgers when they need to, and they fucked around.
That whole debacle last year
was the GM's fault.
Yes, it was 100% his fault, and the way they treated him, it gave a bad taste in everybody's mouth around here. And
when you get a guy like fucking Aaron Rodgers, like Brett Favre, like Tom Brady, like Patrick Mahomes, you get these guys that come like a Peyton Manning, and you know what? You got to kiss their ass a little bit. They're prima donnas. You got to fucking play the game. And the Packers were being a bunch of dicks to him, and I don't blame what he did, for real.
No, I don't either. In fact, I'm surprised that he actually came back, you know. The amount of money that this guy's got, you know, why?
Yeah, and
you
then know, they I and they got rid of they got rid of they got rid of fucking three of his wide receivers. They got rid of Davante Adams. They got Davante Adams. They got rid of the other dude, Lummy, and then they got rid of that Sanquinius Brown guy, and then they got rid of another motherfucker.
Yeah, and that's another one of the problems is you get rid of his players, the guys that he knows. And then expect him, you know, to
he's got all. He's basically team. He's basically and got he's all rookies except for Cobb, and then that Sammy Watkins motherfucker who has never really done anything in the league, has he, Lummy? Not really.
No.
His best Meanwhile, they can go out. Worse. They can go out and get a Beckham right now. Beckham's available right now.
Yeah,
it's like the cow got him. We got to wrap this up. I'm busy. And I'm depressed.
You gotta go look at cups to buy.
Hello.
Get some ketamine.
Bubba the Love Sponge is Joe the Supermarket.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just had a quick question. On August 3rd, I said something really stupid in the chat, and I got banned. I called up. First of all,
what did you say, and who banned you?
I called Blitz Clits.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So I called up, I apologized, I manned up the blitz, and he said whatever, he would get it taken care of. But after that, all of a sudden now my mother, her account got banned for no reason. She doesn't even say anything in the chat. She just listens to the show.
That's probably Iggy. And,
your account got unbanned, right?
No, my account never got unbanned. My mother's account never got unbanned. I did whatever you want to call it to Twitch. And nothing ever came back through that. And now all of a sudden I would say on August 19th, it says that my account is like no more, whatever it says.
Well, we don't have the ability.
That's not on us.
Yeah,
we didn't do that.
We don't have the ability to do that, buddy.
I know. I'm just saying that.
Blitz has been trying to figure out how to do that, but he can't.
Yeah, I would have if I could have, but I can't.
I really thought that's how high in high regard I hold you.
I thought that day I unbanned you, but I mean, we have nothing to do with that. I don't know what that's about.
Listen, Blitz will look into it, but I mean, Blitz can probably look right there and see that you're not banned. I mean, I don't know. Blitz has master control over there.
Yeah, I thought I unbanned you that day. I remember the call.
But if not,
but your mom's deal, I have no idea what that's not on us.
We didn't fuck with your mom.
What's your mom's name? The Twitch name?
Joe?
You got banned from the phone.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Joe, we're really trying to help you out, buddy.
Guess not.
I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, and you people won't stop calling me. Hello?
I mean, probably, I mean, I can't imagine his mom would say something, but, like, you know, somebody reported it, and it wasn't us. We don't do that. So.
Have a good one.
Hello?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just had a quick question for Blitz.
Did your mom get banned?
What's up?
Nothing.
Go ahead. What's up?
No, I was just wondering if he's heard anything about, like, the 3D printers that print, like, lowers and then, like, buying the uppers, if it's worth it at all.
Sure.
Uppers and, uppers and lowers what, buddy?
ARs.
Like, oh.
Or pistols.
So, I mean,
or anything,
like,
really.
It is worth it to buy, like, a 3D printer or whatever to do it?
If you make enough of them, sure.
I mean, if you're making two of them.
As long as it stays legal.
Right. But, I mean, like, just for, like, even, like, a self-collection, is it worth it, basically?
Are you on, like, Dallas?
Are you on life support, buddy?
No, it's my truck beeping. I do the same thing Jack Meat does.
Oh, okay. Blitz.
I mean, it depends on if you make enough of them. If you buy a decent 3D printer, what you pay. You got to assume. Oh, if you make two a year, does it make sense? Probably not. But the more you make, and the less they cost a piece, sure.
Right.
You know, and also there's hassles as far as setting it up. Once you get it set up, it's pretty straightforward. But
yeah. Another thing I was going to say to Bubba, you should try to look into getting a hold of that Whistling Diesel YouTuber or whatever.
I've talked to him before. We know someone that knows him that I'm going to try to get in contact with.
Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of him.
He gets like 5 million views per video, man. I think if he came down to your dirt track, it'd be pretty cool.
Is he from this area?
No.
Oh, he's from Indiana, your hometown, Fort Wayne, I think.
Well, oh, really?
The only problem is, would you really trust him at Bubba's track?
Well, he tears his own stuff up.
He tears up everything, though. But, right. I agree. It'd still be good to get him on.
Maybe I could go visit him when I'm in Warsaw. Blitz, if he's from Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, go over there and
I don't know exactly, but when he was, like, doing his coordinates thing, Warsaw was, like, right next to where his little pinpoint was or whatever. But I think he might be in Tennessee now. He moved.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the heads up, and appreciate you, you know, listening
and,
to
and,
it.
And if you're going to think about doing 3D printing and all that, like, do it for fun. That's it. Like, chances are you're probably not going to save any money, so don't do it for that.
Okay.
If you want to tinker around, do it for that.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy.
See you.
And by the way, man, make sure you follow us on YouTube. We're really trying to build that up.
Give us the thumbs up.
Yeah, give us a thumb and a like and a follow and hello. And stop calling me so I can get out of here. Hello.
Bub, I'm sorry to bother you last time. I just wanted to answer Lemmy's question.
No, hold on, buddy. You got disconnected, so
we didn't
hang up on you at all.
Yeah, I know. It was just a weird deal. I was talking, and then all of a sudden, we were gone.
Yeah, so what's going on, buddy?
So my mother's name on Twitch is Holyoke Joe without the one. I'm Holyoke Joe 1. My mother's Holyoke Joe.
Yeah.
And, okay. Yeah, she didn't trust me. She doesn't even type in a chat at all. So
all right, Joey,
no
listen. Joe, we're going to Blitz and those guys are going to look into it, and if it is RN, we'll fix it, but we don't think it is.
Right. And I just want to let you know that I just want to know, because we've already tried to go through Twitch and try to fix it on that end. And we're still getting charged every month, which is no big deal. I just hope you're getting the money. And beyond that, we're sitting through 7 ads every time you guys go to commercials. And it's just not fair because we're doing everything we can. And we can't even watch the archive material.
Joe, I told you, motherfucker, we're on it, kid.
All right.
Holyoke Joe and Holyoke Joe 1.
Yeah, try it tomorrow.
Try it tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have you all whipped up into shape, okay, kiddo?
I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you.
Bye, Joe.
See you, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Say it, huh?
Bye, Joe.
And I think that's how we'll end the show.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Joe.